Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. When the Spanish came to Mexico, they encountered an Aztec empire with a rich musical culture. In the three centuries of colonial rule that followed, Mexico City composers gained fame for their musicianship in and beyond the walls of the city's cathedral. We'll hear music from some of these famed musicians, plus vocal ensembles Calmus and Amarcord team up for our featured release, Leipziger Disputation. Just a quick note before we begin. I'm recording this in March of 2020, during the historic global pandemic, which means that I'm recording this voice track at my house, and you may well hear some musical contributions by the many feathered friends in my yard. De Profundis by Josquin des Prez, performed by vocal ensembles Kalmus and Amarcord. We'll hear more about Renaissance Leipzig and these ensembles later on our featured release, Leipziger Disputation. Manuel Zumaya was a child prodigy. At the age of 12, he lost his father, which in turn put in question his future as a professional musician. But the cathedral in Mexico City, where the young Zumaya was training, saved the day and decided to foot the bill. Zumaya would go on to work in two of 18th century New Spain's most important cathedrals. This is music from Zumaya's Cantata to St. Peter, written for the cathedral in Oaxaca. We heard Manuel Zumaya's Cantata to St. Peter. The City of Alhambra Choir performed with Ensemble Elima, directed by Gabriel Garrido. While growing up in Mexico City, Zumaya was able to train with some of the best musicians in the New World. His composition teacher was music director at Mexico City Cathedral, Antonio de Salazar. Salazar had a few hard knocks as well, apparently when he first applied to play dulcian as a chapel musician at Mexico City Cathedral, he was turned down. After a few years working in Puebla, Salazar returned to Mexico City for a composition competition, which he won in a landslide, receiving four times as many votes as the second-place finisher. This is his Salve Regina setting, a hymn to the Virgin Mary.
Thank you.
Chanticleer, directed by William Fred Scott, performs Salve Regina by New World Baroque composer Antonio de Salazar. By the mid-18th century, Italian-born Ignazio Jerusalem was composing for Mexico City Cathedral. The cathedral was at first hesitant to hire Jerusalem. His modern compositional style was a radical change for musically conservative Mexico City. But despite the cathedral's lukewarm attitude towards the Italian composer, Jerusalem led the charge in modernizing choir texts, both music and words, and he doubled the size of the capilla, the chapel's orchestra. We'll hear an excerpt of his setting of Psalm 50, Miserere Mei Deus.
Pure Jerusalem.
Psalm 50, set by Ignacio Jerusalem. The Camerata de Aguascalientes was led by Horacio Francio, featuring soprano Eugenia Ramirez. You can hear highlights from recent and archival concert recordings of early music on Harmonia Uncut, our bi-weekly podcast, curated and hosted by Wendy Gillespie. Listen online at harmoniaearlymusic.org and through iTunes. You're listening to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. As early as 1600, cities at the core of New Spain, like Mexico City, Puebla, and Oaxaca, had music scenes that rivaled Seville. This is a reflection of the fact that these locations already had formidable musical traditions that preceded the arrival of Europeans in the Western Hemisphere. Aztec musicians sang hours of music from memory, and, in a more grim example, drummers who missed a rhythm during a ceremony were executed. 16th-century Spanish composer Hernando Franco moved to Mexico City mid-career as a part of an expanding enterprise that included the building of a new cathedral there. Franco raised the salaries of instrumentalists and singers at the cathedral and took care of the music archives. But he was far from perfect. The church spent considerable funds paying off his gambling debt. What's more, the church wasn't able to sustain these high salaries for long. Franco quit, and his musicians refused to perform for a time. Here's a piece by Franco in the indigenous language of Nahuatl, Dios Itlatso Nancine.
Thank you.
Dios Itlazo Nancine by Hernando Franco. Ensemble Elima was led by Gabriel Garrido. We turn now from the New World to the Old, with music in the time of Martin Luther and the Leipzig Disputation. This theological debate at the university led to a final break with Catholicism for northern Germany. One way the Reformation theologists supported their arguments was through music. A mass for 12 musicians was performed, and it was so astonishing that Leipzig's musical reputation grew beyond the walls of the city for the first time. It's possible that this was the Mass Et Ecce Terremotus by Antoine Brumel. Here are the Kyrie and Agnus Dei.
Thank you.
The Kyrie and Agnus Dei from the Et Ecce Terremotus Mass by Antoine Brumel. That was the Calmus Ensemble and Ammerchord from their 2019 recording Leipziger Disputation. Our featured release stars Calmus Ensemble and Ammerchord, both founded in the 90s. Leipzig-based ensemble Calmus enjoys performing and teaching throughout Europe and North and South America. Ensemble Ammerchord manages the International Festival of Vocal Music a cappella in Germany. We'll close with a piece by one of Brumel's successors in Ferrara, Cipriano de Rore.
Thank you.
Amarcord performed the Latin motet Usque Quo Domine, music by Cipriano Durore. Harmonia is a production of WFIU. Support comes from Early Music America, which strengthens and celebrates early music by supporting the people and organizations that perform, study, and find joy in it. On the web at earlymusicamerica.org. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. Contact us at harmoniaearlymusic.org. And you can follow our Facebook page and our updates on Twitter by searching for Harmonia Early Music. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Sarah Hibbs Schilling. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our production team, Aaron Kane, Wendy Gillespie, Luann Johnson, and John Bailey. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.